Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I received a charge on my credit card bill, and I'm just trying to find out what it's for.
Okay? May I have your zip code, please?
11949.
All right, give me 1 second, please. And that person, last name?
Bisaccio. B as in boy, Isaccio.
And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with that account?
87 Dogwood Lane, Manorville, New York.
All right, give me 1 second, please. Okay, I was able to locate an account for you. Do you remember on January the 5th that you paid $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a pulse oximeter?
Yes, that I know.
Yes, sir. And you only paid the $7.95 shipping and handling to receive the item. It was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and that $49.97 that you're actually seeing is a membership fee, sir.
Oh, membership fee for what?
For being a member of the Factory Direct Savings Store. And what it gave you, it also gave you a $125 gift card. In the email that you provided at the time you signed up for it, if you go in that email, it gives you a link where you can open it up, and you can actually use that to purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world in our online web store. Now that
I didn't want that. I didn't sign up for a membership. That's why this shouldn't be on here.
Yes, sir. They're actually charging you that for being a member each month that you are enrolled in the club.
Yeah, but I didn't want. I only wanted that one-time item, and that was it.
Yes, sir. It was billed to you after within 48 hours after signing up.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't sign up for a membership. All I did was sign. All I did was ask for this thing for $7.45. That's all I did. I did not ask for a membership in the club.
Yes, sir. It was actually in the terms and conditions. If you had to scroll down, it was actually in the terms and conditions. But I can take care of that for you. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right. Alrighty, sir. I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't have any more reoccurring charges. I do have your cancellation number available. Are you ready to take that down?
No, not right now.
Okay.
If you wait just 1 minute, I'll be ready. Hold on.
Sure. Alrighty. It will be C as in Charlie.
Right.
That's 258-9950.
Go ahead.
242.
Okay, so it's C258-9950-242.
It will be, let me give it to you again. C as in Charlie, 258. It's only 19, so it'll be 950-242.
Okay. Now, what is this number for?
That is your cancellation order number. That is for you if you need to reference back to it.
Okay.
For any reason to let us know that you are canceled out of the program, you won't receive any more reoccurring charges, okay?
So is this $49.97 being taken off my bill?
Give me 1 second, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I can offer you a 35% refund on that $49.97.
I don't understand why not the whole thing. I didn't ask for this, so why do I have to be charged with something I didn't ask for?
All right, sir, I'll do my family and friends discount, and I can refund you 50%.
How much?
50% on that charge would be $25.
That's really uncalled for.
All right.
I didn't ask for this charge. Why should I pay anything for it when I didn't ask for it?
Okay.
I want the whole thing taken off.
All righty, sir. After speaking with my supervisor, I can do a one-time courtesy refund of the whole $49.97, and it will be back in the account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All right, that's satisfactory. I hope you understand. I didn't ask, why should I pay for it?
No problem, sir. So you can look for that refund within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, and that number is my number?
That is your confirmation number that it has been canceled and that refund will be back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and you have a great day, and thank you for calling Customer Service.
Bye now.
Mm-hmm.